we know that if we please ourselves, that's as good as we can do to please other people. And that to do that, it's just to keep it simple.
There was no real plan and definitely no formula to the Meat Puppets' early days in the 80s. But the ragged rock sound is one consistent thread in a band that's as surprised as anyone to be back making music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Anything from punk to country, pop to psychedelic rock is fair game in the Meat Puppets catalog. And you may know the Arizona band's days on the front end of grunge from their part in Nirvana's Unplugged in New York. Formed by Kurt and Chris Kirkwood, the trio also knows a whole lot about the struggle of playing rock and roll while living rock and roll. And aside from breaks in the band, it's resulted in some tough times for the brothers, including prison time for Chris. But now, with much of that in the past, the Meat Puppets are back with Sewn Together, the second album since their 2006 reunion. And while sharing a few songs from the record, the guys talked with FUV's Darren DeVivo about reuniting the band and revisiting their landmark album, Meat Puppets 2, live.
It's kind of hard to duplicate it because it was sloppy. You know, that's a thing. We were just...
It's not hard for me.
We partied a lot when we were making it. It took us like 2 days to make it, and... That was the whole goal, was to try and like make it sound like people who were partying a lot had made a record by not faking it. Right. And I don't even think you can buy those kind of special effects anymore. Mm-hmm. By and large, I think we're more accomplished than we just kind of were just getting at it at that point. I mean, I've been in bands since I was about 17. I did that album when I was about 23. So, I mean, I had a significant amount of time, but it was cover bands. And then this is the second album for the Meat Puppets, and just kind of learning your sea legs as to what you want to be, mm-hmm. without trying to, like, say, let's just be this, which perhaps would have made it easier to make a record and actually play it right. We had no idea what we wanted to be. We were trying to incorporate so many different styles and just having a blast doing it. Stuff just came out. Say you want nothing, it's all right. Nothing is easy and nothing will last you all night. Little by little go under the spell. They say you must be well. Let it go to your head. Say you want nothing, kill you instead. Let it go to your head, say you want nothing.
If somebody would have said to you in 2009, you guys would be still going, I mean, what would you have said to that?
I would have asked them to tell me how to avoid all that and just make my way straight to a few billion dollars if they can see the future. But no, I don't know. I've never really thought about it. I never said, oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, I did other things. Well... He was having his downtime while Chris was.
And through all of this, you thought to yourself, eventually, we're going to be doing
this
again.
Well, I didn't know about Chris, honestly, right. Not yet. Yeah, no,
you know,
I kind of wrote him off.
I definitely didn't think that for
you.
Years,
didn't, Chris?
No, absolutely
not.
No, I had wrote him off, too. I figured that it was a done deal, you know, after he was in prison. I didn't know what he would do after that. Well, you know, actually, making his way through prison, I had more hope for him because up to the point of that, and when he got shot and all the crazy stuff that happened, I figured, well, that's it. But I had kind of written him off way before then anyway, but... You know, it was circumstance more than the actual decision. Watch my fall, step on my head again. I just took all the rest of the medicine. Pay myself tonight so I can be my friend. And it's all sewn together this time. And it's all sewn together this time.
The Meat Puppets, live at FUV, and the title track from their new album, Sewn Together. Check out the complete interview in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.